Shabbat shalom. That's good. You know, we're celebrating Sukkot this week. Right? I think all of you know that because when you walked into the synagogue, well, you know that anyway, but when you walked into the synagogue, you saw the sukkah. How many people actually know that Wednesday evening, how many Jews actually know that Wednesday evening was a festival? You know, I have my doubts about that. I was thinking about our congregants, let alone the Jews on the street. You know, Sukkot always seems to be that festival that elicits this response from Jews. Oh, I forgot that it's a holiday today. At the synagogue, we just continue to get phone calls, emails, requests for meetings, as if nothing happened, as if it's just a regular working day. Why is no one answering the phone calls at the synagogue? You know, that's what we hear. What are they doing there? I sent an email this morning. How come nobody's answered me till this evening? What do they do all the week? Can't they respond to an email? I still remember early in my career when somebody came up to me at the Oneg after services and asked me, so what do you do the rest of the week? Not a bad job if you can get it. Relaxing between Shabbat sermons. I've asked all of the people who work for us here at the synagogue not to work, not to answer phone calls, not to be on emails during festival days, unless there's an emergency, and sadly we have had some emergencies over the last couple of days. None of us will respond on a festival. Forget it. Don't call, unless it's an emergency. I've been asking myself all week, what's really bothering you? Can't really figure out what's really bothering me. Perhaps there's, you know, some deflation from going from 2,000 people in the sanctuary, from 20 people in the sanctuary 4 days later on Sukkot. I confess, you know, but that's not really what bothers me, honestly. I know that this is a Reform synagogue and that we have people who have reached their limit of they're on the threshold of the Jewish stimulus that they can just about tolerate. I know that. When we signed up here, those of us who are spiritual leaders here, we knew what we signed up for. If we can turn people on to Judaism, here, the most difficult of all people to turn on to Judaism, we've done an important thing. It's a mitzvah. At least, you know, that's what we tell ourselves. Perhaps there's some frustration in the misplaced emphasis of the Jewish community. You know, if all they do is to pop in on the high holy days once a year and no other festivals, they don't really gain a true appreciation of Jewish life. But that's not really what bothers me either. Lots of people are misinformed or ignorant about the profundities of Jewish life. Sukkot is called Hechag, the festival par excellence. It emphasizes joy, happiness, eating well, drinking well, loving well, avoiding deprivation and living life to the fullest. And if you do not experience these during Jewish festivals, you don't really understand what Judaism emphasizes. You might think that all of Judaism is about solemnity, fasting, weeping, and repenting, because that's all you see. You don't see the sheer joy of being alive that Sukkot emphasizes. The high holy days are so solemn that the Jewish calendar rushes to make amends just 4 days from fasting to feasting, as if to say, let's not get carried away now. For those Jews, the majority in our community, who do not experience or do not even know about Sukkot, who are unaware that the whole idea of Yom Kippur is that it is followed by Sukkot in a mere 4 days. That's the whole idea of Yom Kippur. You don't understand Yom Kippur if you don't know that it's followed by Sukkot, if you don't appreciate that it's followed by Sukkot 4 days later. Those Jews, they will fail to understand the exquisite subtleties of Judaism, but that's not really what's bothering me either. It's for each of us to decide how we want to live our lives, and my interests and my passions are not necessarily your interests and your passions. I get a kick of Judaism, as does everybody does what they want in our city. But it dawned on me this week what is really bothering me. a realization that came upon me as the phones were ringing off the hook when we were celebrating Sukkot here. It is what always bothers me about the American Jewish community. On Sukkot, it is customary to read the scroll of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet. As I was reading through Kohelet this week, I came upon the well-known and beloved verses in chapter 3. We often read these verses at funerals. For everything, there is a time and a season under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time for planting and a time for uprooting, a time for weeping and a time for laughing, a time for wailing and a time for dancing. For everything, there is a season. We live our lives in rhythm. The healthiest of us live metered lives. We know that there is a season for everything. We know that if we will suffer loss, there will come a time not too far down the path of life for laughing too. We know that if we're laughing today, there will also come a time of weeping. As the poet Percy Shelley wrote, "O wind, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? If Yom Kippur comes, can Sukkot be far behind?" This is the whole point of Jewish life. The seasonality and circularity of Jewish life, the rhythm of Jewish life. That's what's bothering me. The Jewish community is living out of rhythm. It's a form of maladjustment to live out of rhythm. It's a form of maladjustment to be so caught up in the moment that we are incapable of perceiving the circularity of life. We live not only linearly from beginning to end, we also live in seasonality from one season to another in the cycle and the circle of life. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. What happens to a person if they live out of rhythm is the same that happens to an orchestra if they play out of rhythm. Mass confusion, chaos, an inability to appreciate context, and an inability to adjust to the purpose of the endeavor. Such a person needs therapy to readjust. To be reassured that there is a time and a season and a purpose for everything under heaven. If the person does not receive therapy to readjust to the rhythm of life, they run the risk of a complete meltdown, just as an orchestra runs the risk, if not properly conducted, of complete chaos, if the players cannot get in rhythm. As with a person, so with the community. Our Jewish community is living out of Jewish rhythm. We need therapy. Or we run the risk of a complete meltdown. It is Sukkot that gives meaning to Yom Kippur. Remember the last act of Yom Kippur, those of you who were here, was to pound the nail in the sukkah. At the very moment at the end of Yom Kippur, as the second it ended, we moved immediately, even a bit obsessively, to the sukkah. There is a tide in the affairs of Judaism. Omitted, all the voyage of Judaism is bound in shallows and in miseries. There's no movement. Just Jewish life in fits and starts and cut into tiny pieces that do not connect. Such a Jewish life cannot long endure. So, of course, while I would love for hundreds of people to be here on Sukkot, I am seasoned enough to understand the reality. And so, of course, while I would love for Jews to take off work on the festival and spend time with their families, eating and drinking and loving, I am experienced enough to understand the reality. But what I urge you to do is gain a greater sensitivity to the rhythm of Jewish life. You cannot live Jewish life out of Jewish rhythm. Do something to acknowledge the interconnectivity of the Jewish calendar. Even if you don't come on Shabbat, know that it's Shabbat. And do something in your lives to make it Shabbat, to affirm your Jewishness and transmit that to other people. And even if you don't come on Sukkot, Go out of your way to know when it falls. And do something. Have a glass of wine when you come home and raise a toast to Sukkot. Buy a lulav and an etrog. Pick up a Bible and read Ecclesiastes. Go out into the country and look at the bounty of life and make the connection that this is the season of Sukkot. Live in Jewish time and in Jewish rhythm. Chag Sameach, and may you rejoice in this season of our rejoicing.